This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So I want you to imagine yourself in your grave and the angels, they approach you. They ask you the three all-important questions to see if you pass the test of life. Who is your Lord? What is your religion? And who is your prophet? Imagine you're in that state right now. Will you be able to answer those questions? You need to live by these answers so you can answer them in your grave. But a person can't live by something that he or she does not know. So you have to learn these things. For that reason, we have a Islamic studies program and we'd like to invite you to take a look at the program by joining our Telegram group at the link below. And if you like it, inshallah ta'ala, and you think this is something that could be suitable for you and you may be able to learn that your deen here, then you can register for the first year of our program and hopefully we see you on the other side. Assalamu alaikum.
Today, inshallah ta'ala, we want to go through Ashab al-Nisf, also Ashab al-Rubu' and Ashab al-Thumun. Those who are entitled to half of the inheritance that has been left behind. Ashab al-Nisf. What does nisf mean? Nus. In Somali they say nus, which means half. Most of us brothers and sisters, we should already have an idea of who is considered from Ashab al-Nisf. Who could you tell me? Because I always mention it in the class. You can mention her name, don't worry. There's no ghayra that's going to kick in. Huh? She's still a little baby, huh?
A daughter
with no brothers and sisters. Good. A daughter with no brothers and sisters. I always mention Taymiyyah. Her current status is that if her father passes away because there are no brothers and sisters, she would be automatically entitled to how much? Half. The money that is left behind, and likewise any other assets. طيب. There are five individuals, brothers and sisters, who are entitled to half of the inheritance. Does that make sense? There are five of them. The first is, I'm putting a different color. Az-Zawj. The husband. The daughter. Who can guess the third? بنت الابن بنت الابن Who's the بنت الابن Daughter of the son. Where are you from? MashaAllah, جيد. Bint al-Ibn. Let's just say, for example, right? I have a son. And then my son has a daughter. What does that make her? My granddaughter. Right? It can't be the daughter of my daughter. We are speaking about the daughter of my son. Make sense? If it's a granddaughter from my daughter's side, she's not even considered to be from the Ashab al-Furud and the Ta'asib. So she won't be inheriting providing that there are those who are min ashab al-tahsib and also ashab al-fudl. طيب, what can we call her? The daughter of my son. Do you guys have an English word for it? Granddaughter? Granddaughter. Back in front, from your son, huh? Who's the fourth? Does anyone have an idea? الأخت الشقيقة. الأخت الشقيقة, which means full sister. Number five, الأخت لأب. Half sister, father's side. How does that make sense now? Right? We mentioned that they are min ashab al-nisf. They are entitled to half of what has been left behind. Are you brothers and sisters with me? Like, if we give the husband half, then let's just say we give the other half to the bint. Like, all of them might also be in the equation. Are they going to be taking halves as well? It's a bit confusing, right? Everyone that is mentioned here, everyone that is mentioned here would be entitled to half, providing that certain conditions are met. Looks like it might get a little bit complicated, right? But don't worry, brothers and sisters. We have an easy way to remember the number of conditions for each one, and also what the conditions are. How many is that altogether so far? Five. Five, yeah? طيب. So how many conditions does each one have? Does anyone have an idea? Maybe there's five here, six here, two here, one. No, it's very, very simple. Very simple, brothers. Can everybody see this? What does it say? One, صح? There's one condition for that one. What does that say? Two. It's two conditions for the second one. What does that say? There are three conditions for that one. What does that say? Four conditions for that one. Five conditions for that one. Simple, right? If you just memorize it in this order, you will struggle to forget. As zawj. Who's the zawj again? The husband. When is the husband entitled to half? If one condition is met. These conditions will come in extremely handy. If I give you a mas'ala now, a scenario where you have the zawj, you have the bint al-ibn, and ukht al-shaqiq, and you need to remember the shurut. Right? So what's the first condition here? We'll just put A. Providing there is no far'ul warith. In Arabic, they say far'ul warith. Far'ul warith means a child in the equation. We mentioned no child, but whose child are we referring to? The wife's child. Excellent. Okay. The wife has no child. The wife has no child. But no child from who? From a current husband? Or from an ex? Or from both? Both. Yani there is no child of her that is breathing on the face of this earth. If there is one, he would be entitled to an amount which would affect how much the husband receives. Are you with me, brother and sister? This is why an inheritance distributor, he needs to ask the question, do you have any kids that are hidden, that are not known? Right? When, let's just say, for example, there's a father, he's asking for his inheritance to be distributed and calculated before he's passed away. Okay? One of the questions that the inheritance distributor, the father, they will ask him is, okay, you have a first wife, these are all your kids. Do you have any other ones as well? Sometimes there is a wife that nobody knows about. And I think I told you guys one time, right? A relative. When his wife ended up finding passports. Right? And this man was married for how many years? Which led to her fainting. So it's very, very important that it is investigated whether they, one who has passed away, has left behind other children as well. They might come along later and say, listen, our father passed away. Right? This would definitely have an effect on proceedings. Like, how many conditions did we say here? On the second one? Wait. And by the way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned in the Quran, وَلَكُمْ نِصْفُ مَا تَرَكَ أَزْوَاجُكُمْ إِن لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُنَّ وَلَدْ. You have half, as long as your wife did not leave behind any children. Who is this one? The daughter. The daughter is entitled to half, providing that two conditions are met. Who can tell me the two conditions? Does anyone have an idea? Excellent. A bit like who? Taymiyyah. No sister and no brother. If Taymiyyah now has a sister, that would what? Change. Okay? Likewise, if a brother now comes into the equation, she will no longer be entitled to half. It will become لِلذَكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ, a ratio of 2 to 1. For those who may not necessarily have attended the previous classes, don't worry about anything you don't understand. Right? Whatever we are studying today, we would be in need of, well, that which we studied previously would definitely come in handy. But still, even someone who didn't attend, okay, can benefit hugely from it today, inshaAllah ta'ala, because most brothers here, they are what? Foreigners to this. طيب. Number 3. Bint al-Ibn. How many conditions? A, B, C. What are the conditions? Whatever conditions we mention here, okay, would also apply here, plus one. And then all of these three would come here, plus one. And then here, all plus one. Easy way to remember? طيب. No sister. No brother. What's the third one? عدم الفرع الوارث. عدم الفرع الوارث أعلى منها. Which means there isn't anyone above her that is alive. Who's above her? The son and daughter. Okay? Let me just mention this again, right? So you have a father that passed away. Who did he leave behind? He has his children, right? Then there is a level under them. They are who? The grandchildren. How can the grandchildren inherit when his children are still alive? Which makes them the parents of these grandchildren. Sahih wa Allah? Is everybody with me so far? Okay? So you have father under him, his children, and then grandchildren. Right? So if these are alive, they won't be entitled to anything. However, if they're not, we take them out of the equation now. If they are not, the father or the person who left behind, the person who passed away, he didn't leave behind any children. But there are grandchildren. Maybe because the children, they died in a car crash, but they left behind all of their kids, and then later on the father passed away. Makes sense? So look, conditions are, okay, no sister, no brother. In order for her to get half, she must have no siblings. Okay, here we put grandchildren, but there only has to be one granddaughter from the son's side in order for her to be entitled to a half. There might be other fractions that they are entitled to, but we're speaking about half here. When does this grandchild, okay, this granddaughter from your son get a half? This is what we're referring to. And here there are what? Three conditions. Okay? What was the third condition? There's no one above. Are you above where? The grandchildren. We'll put it as the grandchildren's parents are not alive. Or this granddaughter's parents are not alive. Parents are not alive. Make sense? Number four. CD. There's four conditions here, and here will be what? Five. E, C, D, E. الأخت الشقيقة. We mentioned she's the full sister, right? She has no sisters, no brothers. There's no فرع الوارث. I'll put this in Arabic. فرع الوارث. This one is عدم الوارث من الذكر. And I'll explain it, inshallah. So we mentioned the أخت الشقيقة, the full sister, she will be entitled to half, providing that four conditions are met. What's the first condition? She has no sisters. Likewise, she has no brothers. She's by herself. Then do we give it straight away to her? لا. If there are any children in the equation, she will not be entitled to anything. Ibrahim's sisters with me. If there is a son that the person who passed away, I'll give you guys the example, right? Scenario. I have a sister. We'll call her Zara. So far, clear? When will my sister be entitled to a half? This is the question here. Okay? How many conditions of it? Four. طيب. If my sister has a brother, automatically she won't be entitled to half. Likewise, if she has another sister, she won't. This is after I've passed away. طيب. Likewise, if there are my children in the equation, if I have a son, she's not taking anything. Okay? If I have a daughter, what do you guys think? Nothing at all? We're talking about half. The moment there is a daughter in the queen, she does not get half. Make sense? We are speaking about when she will take a half. There might be a scenario that she takes the remainder, but it won't necessarily be a half. Right? We're speaking about half here, brothers. Half is a big chunk. It's a big chunk of the inheritance that is being left behind. Right? So I pass away, I leave behind just one sister. Okay? There's no other brothers, no other siblings that I have. Likewise, there is no children in the equation. You guys with me? There has to be also one other last condition that is met. And what is that? I have no father. Because, what was the principle that I gave you guys before? What does the father do? Kicks them out. Don't forget that. If the father is alive, right? Sisters and brothers of the one who has passed away, they get nothing. I've told my brothers and my sisters that you are not entitled to a single penny that I leave behind as long as my father is alive. Remember, I gave you guys a scenario. All your brothers and sisters are standing here, and then your father, he's asking, and they're asking as well, who are you going to give it to? Does it make sense to go and give your brother and sister and your dad's there, please? Ya Muhammad, anta wa maluka li abika. You and your wealth are owned by Allah, by your father. Okay? So, far'ul warith. I want everyone, inshaAllah ta'ala, to get used to these two terms. Far'ul warith, right? And asr al-warith. Asr is who? Up. Far is down. Okay? Far is down, asr is up. Anyways, in a nutshell, the four conditions for the fourth one is that she has no brothers and likewise no sisters. That's two conditions already. The third one is there are no children in the equation. Okay? That have been left behind by the one who has passed away, and he hasn't left any children behind. The fourth is what? No father in the equation. Honestly, brothers, you get confused. Shall I repeat it again? Shall I repeat it one last time? طيب. I, Abu Taymiyyah, have passed away. Who have I left behind? One sister. She's alive. I have no other brothers and sisters. What were the first two? No brother, no sister. In order for my full sister to be given half, right? The first condition is no sister. There can't be another sister in the equation. Likewise, there can't be a brother in the equation. That's two conditions already met. I must also not have any children that I'm leaving behind. You guys with me? I must have no children that I'm leaving behind. That's what? Three. In order for her to take a half. Fourth condition is that there is no what? Father in the equation. Are you brothers and sisters with me? There is no? Let me just double check. Is it father? Or is it both father and mother? No. There is what? No father in the equation. عدم الأصل الوارث من الذكور. Otherwise, he'll take everything. You remember, sisters, with me. Then who else is considered up? Grandfather. Grandfather takes the same as And that's a bab that will come later, inshallah. Are you guys with me so far? With me? Wadih? So if I give you guys an equation, you can calculate it. Ahmed, you're coming up first today. Huh? طيب. The fifth one is Al-Ukhti'ab, a half-sister from which side? Father. Don't worry, brothers, a lot of this is theory. The more you practice, the more easier it becomes. Huh? But for the time being, if you manage to understand this, jayid. What are the first four conditions? Same as the one before. Can you see how it's in a pattern? It's very easy to remember. I guarantee if you memorize whatever is in red, right? Inshallah, the rest will come very easily. Okay, memorize the first condition, then the second condition, and the first and the second for the second. طيب. No sister. No brother. No children of the deceased, we'll call it, yeah? Of the deceased. No children of the deceased. What's the fourth one? There is no what? Father or anyone who's above him. Okay? And the last one, brothers and sisters, is there are no full brothers and sisters in the equation. No full brothers and sisters in the equation. Remember, Al-Ukhliyab, she's a half-sister. Are you brother and sister? I'll explain it to you guys, right? I pass away. I have a half-sister from my father. How is that possible? Meaning my dad went and married another woman. Right? His other wife gave birth. What does that daughter, make me? Or what am I now to this new daughter of his? Half? She's my half sister from my father. She's my half sister from my father. It's confusing, huh? Tell me, brothers, it took me quite a bit of time to memorize all of the conditions. But like I said, an easy way up. Remembering it first is to memorize who is from those who are entitled to a half. How many do we have? Five. The husband, daughter, granddaughter from son, four sister, and also half sister. Put your hand up if you memorize these already. Who wants to have a go? Without looking at the board. Just the five who are entitled to a half, providing, of course, that the conditions are met. But who are the five? Go on, Ahmed. You forgot one. Just do in order. You always, mashallah, like to muddle things up. Yani, just do in order. You got it right, but just do in the order that I give you guys. Because this order will make things so much more easy. It allow you to what? Picture it in your head. So you have who?
Husband.
Yeah?
Daughter.
Son. Excellent. It's an easy way to remember. You got the daughter, right? You get married, maybe another way of remembering, right? The man goes and marries. Sah? Everyone wants to get married, right? Put your hand there, you don't want to get married. طيب. Goes and gets married, then he has what? A child, a daughter. They say one of the reasons why an individual has been called insan, okay, insan, it comes from the term uns, which means to seek pleasure in something. You really want to what? Seek pleasure in a wife, let's be honest here, right? Then after you get married, what do most people look forward to? Having a child. Look where your minds went. You guys are ajeeb. Huh? You guys are ajeeb, strange. Huh? We're talking about khalas after the first night and everything. Huh? And whatever else it comes with. طيب. So after, gets married, can get a little bit boring after some time. What is the next thing that he looks forward to? Having children. He wants to seek pleasure in that. طيب, after he's had so many kids, what do a lot of parents start saying? Grandchildren. Right? They're eagerly waiting to become grandparents. The Prophet is with me. So that's just an easy way to remember the first three in that order. Wadih? And then you have what? Your full sister, she's a miskina. She'll be looking after her. And then? Al-Ukht li-Ab. Al-Ukht li-Ab, which is the half-sister from the father's side. Look at them two as masakin that you're looking after. Right? Miskina. Your sister all the way up until she gets married. Let's just say your father passed away. Are you going to leave her forsaken, abandoned? You're going to bring her in. Sahih? Many people who do get married, if there's no father in the equation, he takes in his sister. Sah? He's the one that's looking after her. And then you also have a half-sister from your father's side. They've gone, Ahmed, give them to me again. How many conditions for the first one?
One.
Condition for the second one?
Two.
Condition for the third? Three. Condition for the fourth? Four. Condition for the fifth? Five. Do you remember the first condition for the first? There's no child in the equation. وَلَكُمْ نِصْفُ مَا تَرَكَ أَزْوَاجُكُمْ إِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُنَّ وَلَدْ. Ayah, second one, the bint, the daughter, how many conditions?
Two.
Always remember Taymiyyah, don't forget her.
No brothers,
no sisters. No brothers and no sisters. Ayah, third,
granddaughter.
Granddaughter, how many conditions?
Three.
Anyone above her? Allahu Akbar. That's more than half done. Three done. Hey, number four. Like? Okay. Father and mother, you said. You said specifically the father, which is a male. Anyone from the usul, that is a male. Hey?
No.
Grandchildren or just children?
Children?
No, children. Right? Like my sister's here, and then I have children. Right? Someone needs to look after them, right? To give them something. They will take it and be entitled to it. Al-Ukht li-Ab, final one. In order for her to be entitled to half, I'm not saying that she'll be left with nothing, but in order for her to be entitled to half, we would need to meet all of the previous conditions. Yeah, go and give it to me.
No children.
Again, you're just going from... Give me the first one.
No brothers,
no sisters, no what then?
No father.
Okay, which is normally the fourth condition anyway. Yeah.
No siblings.
Like, full brothers and full sisters. Don't worry, brothers, you'll get around it. Right? The first three will be easily memorized. But then comes the fourth and the fifth. Huh? MashaAllah, Ahmed. First time he's ever come across. Have you studied this before? MashaAllah, he was able to list, we'll say 90% of it. Is that clear to you, brothers? Take a good look at it. If you want to take a picture, you can. InshaAllah ta'ala. Or Tahmeed, we'll use with modern day technology, inshallah ta'ala, facilitate everyone. But just to quickly go through it again, inshallah ta'ala, for a vision, a zawj, a wife is no child. In order for him to take a half, the husband. Then you have the daughter. Daughter, like Taymiyyah, at this current moment. Taymiyyah has no brothers and sisters. Okay? She will be entitled to half. Straight away we give her half. Bint al-Ibn, granddaughter from your son. No sister, no brother. Right? Is that right there? Granddaughter's parents.
Grandchildren parents.
Oh, again. Yeah, so I think I was trying to make a point. But what that means is, no sister, no brothers, and there are no what? Meaning her parents. No. Yes, granddaughter's parents. Which basically makes them the one above, sah? Which is under the... No. What you can maybe just write here, inshallah ta'ala, is anyone who's above them will cancel them out. Okay? So you have a father, then you have his children, and then you have what? Grandchildren. If the children of the one who's passed away are alive, how can the grandchildren be given anything? طيب. الأخت الشقيقة, four conditions. Full sister doesn't have any brothers and sisters, there's two conditions already done. There's no what? Children in the equation. Okay? From the one who has just passed away. And then also there's no father. Remember also, right? The father has a special relationship with his brothers and sisters. Okay? If the father is alive, he kicks them all out. If the father is alive, he kicks them all out. Straight away. Like for example, myself, both my parents are alive. My father is in the equation. As long as the father is in the equation, all of my brothers and sisters, they get nothing. All of them get nothing. Put your hand up if you have a father and also sisters and brothers. That's the overwhelming majority. Right? You pass away tomorrow, your brother and sister are getting nothing. Make sure you let them know that. Before they give problems to the parents. Having said that, brothers and sisters, right? Here we have four out of the five are from which gender? We're talking about the normal genders that we've all been acquainted with and accustomed with throughout our lives. Well, from the time of Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. From that time, ila qiyam al-sa'ah. There are two genders, what? This is according to the scripture, by the way. I don't voice my own views and express my own opinions. This is what Allah says in the Quran, مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِهَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنْ الْعَالَمِينَ. Arabian brothers, please, before that video is taken down, spread it. I think everyone knows which video I'm speaking about. Friday's khutbah. Yeah. Tayyib. What gender are they? This one, this one, this one, and that one. They're all female, sah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them how much? Providing, of course, some of these conditions are met. Half. You know, in some cultures, brothers and sisters, women are deprived of their share of inheritance. Some cultures more than others. And I'm going to be very explicit here. A brother came up to me last week, and Allah, I could see that he was speaking from his heart, telling me that in the Bengali community is very, very widespread and common that a woman is deprived from her share of the inheritance. Every other day when I'm dealing with inheritance equations, right? And situations and scenarios. The brother just turns around and he says, you know what? It's mine. You don't need to give the girls anything. Right? هذا من الظلم. It's oppression. And it will come back to haunt you sooner or later. This wealth that you're taking unjustly, it is haram. It is haram. And you are violating the limits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set. Allah Azza wa Jal, remember we said in the first lesson, He has taken it into His own hands to distribute the amounts for every year. And of course you have the Sunnah Thaniyan as well. However, mainly you find in the Quran, it's giving out the specifics to each individual. Which clearly shows that this is not a light matter. Allah has chosen something and given an amount, and you come along and say, no. Ya Allah, right? I'm going to take it. Think about that for a moment. تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَعْسِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ Or should I say the ayah is? وَمَنْ يَعْسِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَهُ يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ Allah Azza wa Jalla speaks about those who violate His limits. Allah will place them into the fire. Allah musta'an. Khalidan fiha, it was also mentioned. That He will abide there forever. However, this is a major sin. The only thing that will cause you to abide in the hellfire forever is what? Shirk and kufr, sah? Whatever other sin you die upon, as long as it's not shirk and kufr, the aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah is, if he did not repent from these major sins, then he's under the will of Allah. Allah may choose to forgive him, and Allah may choose to punish him. And if Allah Azza wa Jal decides to punish you, sooner or later you will come out. However, having said that, sometimes people listen to this, and they think it's a light matter. I will eventually come out. Did you forget that the fire of this dunya is 1/70th of the fire of the hereafter? What happens when you burn yourself? You cook and you burn yourself. You're using Vaseline for the next week. Sah? Hurt. It's unbearable pain at times. And you know there are some sins in the Quran where Allah Azza wa Jalla says khalidan fiha, also like killing. وَمَنْ يَقَتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمْ خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَعَنَهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا Allah Azza wa Jalla says whoever kills an individual, right, a believer, intentionally, His reward will be what? Jahannam. He will abide in there forever. Allah will be angry with him. And the curse of Allah Azza wa Jal will come down upon that individual as well. Khalidan was also mentioned what? Abiding in the hellfire forever was also mentioned when Allah Azza wa Jal spoke about those who violate His limits. And the boundaries that he has set pertaining to inheritance distribution. When we look at some sins, it has this attached to it and it's not light. The fact that Allah Azza wa Jalla attaches that, but it doesn't attach it to other sins, it shows that it is not a light matter, brothers and sisters. Ittaqillah. It will come back to haunt you, walau ba'dihin, even if it is after some time. Allah Azza wa Jal gave you, right? And just as He easily gave it to you, He can take it away. وَآتُوهُم مِّن مَالِ اللَّهِ الَّذِي آتَاكُمْ Allah Azza wa Jal, He attributes the wealth to Himself when speaking about that which you need to give as dowry. مِّن مَالِ اللَّهِ The wealth of Allah that He gave. In a heartbeat, that could turn into ashes. Easily you lose all of your money thinking that, you know, I'm going to invest it and this is now going to what, bring about more money and whatever have you. You are running yourself into destruction. But only when you lose your money you're going to make tawbah. Right. It is not a light matter. And what's even worse than that, brothers and sisters, when you turn up on Yawm al-Qiyamah, as the Prophet said, مَنْ كَانَتْ عِنْدَهُ مَظْلِمَةٌ لِأَخِيهِ مِنْ عِرْضِهِ أَوْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَلْيَتَحَلَّلْهُ مِنْهُ الْيَوْمِ. Whoever has oppressed anyone, in whatever way it may have been, whether you spoke about his ird, his honor, or you took from his wealth, and in some narration it's specifically mentioned, the honor of an individual, and also what? The wealth that you take unjustly. Let him seek forgiveness today. Not when you go on Hajj now, people, they send around these messages, please forgive me if I oppressed you. You know you've oppressed him. Why do you need to say if? Or just before Ramadan, people are sending around these messages, if I oppressed you. If you know clearly that you've oppressed someone, go and speak to him directly. Why are you beating around the bush? فَلْيَتَحَلَّلْهُ مِنْهُ الْيَوْمِ قَبْلَ أَنْ لَا يَكُونَ دِينَارٌ وَلَا دِرْهَمٌ. Before there comes a day when your dinar and your dirham, which were currencies that were used before, will be of no benefit. Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنْ كَانَ لَهُ مِنْ عَمَلٍ صَالِحٍ أُخِذَ مِنْهُ بِقَدَرِ مَظْلِمَتِهِ. This individual whose cause is oppression, right, had good deeds, it will be taken away from him in accordance to the dhulm that he carried out. وَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ مِنْ عَمَلٍ صَالِحٍ أُخِذَ مِنْ سَيِّئَاتِ صَاحِبِهِ فَحُمِلْ عَلَيْهِ. If he doesn't have any good deeds, the sins of that individual you oppressed will be taken and then placed on your scale of bad deeds. On that day, brothers and sisters, right? When everyone will be held to account. After the hisab of the salawat, the first thing you'll be asked about is what? Salah, right? That which is between you and Allah. That which follows is that which happened between you and the creation. Madalim, the oppressions. Right? حَتَّى يُقَادَ لِلشَّاتِ الْجَلْحَى مِنَ الشَّاتِ الْقَرْنَى. You find a goat that doesn't have horns, right? Even the goat who doesn't have horns, that was oppressed by the goat who has horns. Sometimes what do, right? They try scaring them. And they charge into them with their horns. I witnessed it. Even amongst them, right? You will see that there will be a fair judgment. Allah, it's not worth it. A man wrote a letter to Abdullah ibn Umar. And he asked him, أَنِكْتُبْ إِلَيَّ الْعِلْمَ كُلَّهِ. Write down all of knowledge for me. Allahu Akbar. Right. He said, I can't write, of course, all of knowledge on a piece of paper. العلم كثير, right? But he told him the following. SubhanAllah, out of all the things that he could have chosen, he chose to tell him this. إن استطعت أن تلقى الله عز وجل. If you are able to meet Allah عز وجل. Right? خفيف الظهر من دمائهم. You are not carrying the burden of having taken another soul. خميص البطن عن أموالهم. Your stomach is void of having taken their wealth unjustly. وكاف اللسان عن أعراضهم. And you held back your tongue from speaking about the honor. And do so. This, brothers and sisters, is what Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma chose to mention to this individual who asked him to write down all of knowledge. Bahad. Think it's light? It's not light. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُمْلِي لِلظَّالِمِ حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذَهُ لَمْ يَفْلِتَهُ. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us another hadith. Allah azza wa jal gives the oppressor respite. He at times lets him do whatever he wants. He will continue to oppress, thinking, oh, I got away with it once, and then twice, and then thrice. But his punishment is waiting for him, and it will come back to haunt him. And the Messenger ﷺ recited a statement of Allah, وَكَذَٰلِكَ أَخْذُ رَبِّكَ إِذَا أَخَذَ الْقُرَىٰ وَهِيَ ظَالِمَةٌ إِنَّ أَخْذَهُ أَلِيمٌ شَدِيدٌ. When Allah Azza wa Jalla decides to destroy a village, and it was an oppressive one, indeed, the punishment of your Lord is not light. It is painful. Right? Be extra careful, my beloved brother and sister, when it comes to disputes, especially when it involves money. Wallahi, one thing that I learned from my dad has always been doing business throughout time. Whenever someone says, no, this is my, even though it's not his, it's clearly not his. Right? Not that I'm enforcing this upon anyone here. But perhaps maybe because of his good heart, he would say, you know what? You're claiming this, right? You want to take it? Yeah, take it. Even though the haqq is with the father. But just perhaps min bab al-wara, that I don't want to come on Yawm al-Qiyamah, that there's even what a 1% chance that this is what? From his wealth. Are you brothers and sisters with me? Right? This reminder that I gave is extremely, extremely important. It is more widespread than the pandemic, wallah. It really is. How spread it is in so many different countries and places. A woman is always being oppressed. Right? We're dealing with these kind of problems, and we're also dealing with the problem of the feminists. They are another type of critic that we're dealing with, who claim that Islam oppresses the woman. Earlier when I finished recording in the studio, I started going through the different scenarios of when the woman takes an equal amount, which I think was more than 10. And likewise, when a woman takes more than the man, that comes up to maybe another 25 or so. Just going through it, enjoying it. There are cases when she takes more. We as Muslims, we don't call to equality. We call to justice. We call to justice. Right? Is it also unfair now that we say, and I'm speaking to the feminists here, right? That the husband has to pay for everything? Is that unfair as well? As a husband, who should be covering the expenses of the house? Is it a wife? Even if she's a multi-millionaire, she doesn't have to pay a single penny. When I told the kuffar this, they become extremely shocked. Oh, we've been doing 50-50. Even our Muslims have begun to embrace this. 50-50. Are you brothers and sisters with me? So this whole argument that Islam is oppressive and whatever have you, simply because you came across a snippet of an ayah which says, لِلذَّكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ, that it's a ratio of 2 to 1, la. Don't give me half of the story. There are so many scenarios where she ends up taking more. Wallahu ta'ala alam.